imitation crabs, a delectable filling for sushi, but also a lady stealer. Hi everybody, welcome to our podcast, The Language of Love. Before we get started, if you would like to give a special shout out to our sponsor, Professor Daniel Vahaba. I'm your host, Crystal, here with my co-host, Dakota.
Welcome to our podcast, everyone. So, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about crabs, but not just any crab. We're talking about fiddler crabs.
What's so special about fiddler crabs, and can I eat them?
No, unfortunately, these crabs are far too small to eat, let alone serve at buffets. They only grow to be about an inch in size.
Oh, wow. So small. I can see why people don't eat them.
Yes, they are very tiny. Not only are they a lot smaller than other crabs, but their appearance varies between males and females. Female fiddler crabs, like many other females in the animal kingdom, are much duller in appearance. The females are often mud-colored and have normal-sized claws. As for the males, they have a more flamboyant appearance. Their most striking feature is their enormous claw, which is almost the size of their bodies. But their claw is only enlarged on one side, making them look like a tiny army of lopsided Popeyes.
Imagine that army chasing you. I just got chills.
But their claw isn't just for decoration. These crabs use their little claws for collecting food.
So females have two little claws, and they can actually eat twice as fast as the males.
The males only have these giant claws and
can't use their weapon claw to eat.
That was Professor Brooke Swanson, a comparative physiologist from Gonzaga University, discussing the ways in which these crabs use their claws to eat. Unfortunately for the males, they can't use their large one-sided claws because it's way too big to grasp at small bits of food found within the mud. But the males use their enlarged claws in other ways.
Yep, that claw actually serves many important purposes. Their enlarged claw comes in a variety of vibrant shades, ranging from red, yellow, and orange, creating a cascade of sunset colors as they use their claws to fight other males, communicate with each other, and most importantly, seduce the ladies.
Oh, so like, the males flex their unproportionately large claw, like how a peacock flaunts its tail feathers to attract their mate.
Exactly like that. Many studies have found that female fiddler crabs prefer bigger claws because smaller claws indicate to them weak or even sick prospective hubbies. But what's even more amazing is that male fiddler crabs use waving as a key part of their mating ritual.
Oh really? That's interesting. We use waving as a gesture for saying hello or goodbye, but the crabs use it for courting their mates. How do they find out that females like claw waving?
Well, Dr. Sophie Moles and her team from Angelia Roskin University sought to uncover this mystery. They noticed that females preferred fast claw waving because it was a good indicator of a healthy and fit companion.
Meaning a better chance of reproducing and building a large burrow for our eggs.
But unfortunately for the males, the fast waving uses a lot of energy to woo their mate. With this in mind, Dr. Moles and her team wondered if the females actually noticed when the males wave faster or slower.
So they packed their bags
and headed to Darwin, Australia.
Home of the fiddler crabs. Once they got there, they first conducted an experiment where they placed a mechanical claw in the crab's mini-habitat. What surprised the researchers is that the real crabs were outclassed, outwaved, and outclawed by this new bachelor on the scene. The female gave her rose of affection to the imitation crab like a mini-crab bachelorette.
But why do we care about this?
Well, this was important to the scientists because it shows that the females react to the waving behavior in both real crabs and imitation crabs. From this, the research team decided to study how the rate of waving affected the female crab's judgment.
To further their understanding, Dr. Moles and her team collected female fiddler crabs during the low tides in November to early December, when all of the females are out on the mudflats looking for a potential mate.
Then the researchers presented the females to a set of robotic crab claws. These claws mimic the species-specific wave of the crabs in three patterns, escalating, constant, and de-escalating, as if a male crab was getting tired.
But the females weren't presented to them immediately. They were first placed under a translucent plastic cup to be able to see their options before choosing.
It truly is a mini crab bachelorette.
But instead of roses, the males got to pass on their genes. So after they were placed under a cup, these females were ready to choose from a selection of imitation crabs in a few separate trials. First, the fast waving versus the constant waving, then the slow waving versus constant waving, and finally, the ultimate test, where the females had to choose her final bachelor out of the three contenders. Additionally, when the female fiddler crabs were released was also tested. One interval was at the halfway mark, and the second was at 3/4 of the way. This allowed the researchers to see if the time spent watching the claws had any effect on the female's preference.
And what did the researchers find?
The researchers found that the females preferred the escalating robotic claws over the constant and de-escalating claws, revealing that female fiddler crabs do pay attention to the waving rates of their mate. And the more time the female spent watching the imitation crabs, the more likely they were to choose the faster speed.
But why do we care about this?
Well, Dr. Mole's research provides us with fascinating insight about how female fiddler crabs choose their mate, from the size of their claw to the stamina and waving. Scientists can easily view the performance of these crafty crabs in such a small, open space due to their compact size, and how the fiddler crabs naturally develop their disproportionately large claw.
While also showing us how some animals go above and beyond to find a mate, some do a little dance or show off their pretty feathers, while others, like the fiddler crab, wave until a partner notices them. Thanks for listening to Language of Love. If you'd like to learn more about the fiddler crab, you can refer to the links on our website at sophia.smith.edu/languageoflove. This was Crystal.
And Dakota from Smith College. Thank you, Professor Daniel Vahaba, for sponsoring this episode. Tune in next time for more information about how animals find love and communicate with each other.